Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Toxic by Jane Hennigan, narrated by Juanita McMahon. Recap. Out they came, away from natural predators, nesting in damp corners and in the tops of trees, crossbreeding with common cousins and laying thousands upon thousands of eggs. Then the eggs hatched, and an army of hungry caterpillars spread their tiny toxic threads on every breath of wind. Mary drifts in and out of a moth-induced coma, having succumbed to the huge amount of toxin produced by the moths in their annual mating eclipse. As she sleeps, she dreams of her sons, Ryan, who was a teenager in the first infestation, who she saved back then by swapping his wristband, condemning another boy to death in his stead. Ryan, whom she called Nicky, and pretended was not a relation, so she could visit him at the sanatorium where he was infected, addled, violent. She cries out in her sleep, reliving the horror as the sanatorium burns and she watches on, paralysed, unable to save him from the flames. She pictures her younger son, Nathan, so similar in looks and build to her late husband, unsure of himself in a room full of women, subject to their desires, lacking agency. She remembers fleeing with him, and an ex-facility resident, Logan, trusting Sophia with the secret of the vaccine, the secret her friend Olivia died to protect. She dreams of Tony, her favourite resident, sweet, naive Tony, still locked inside the facility with his nose pressed up to the glass in the viewing room, and wonders what he will say when he finds out that his love, Logan, is not dead. She struggles to wake then, but her mind is muddled, and she cannot catch her thoughts. Like minnows in a stream, they dart from her grasp. One thought remains as she slips further away, cocooning her mind in sticky threads. Is the world ready for a vaccine? One which allows men to once more...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?